Jackson Township Police are investigating a fatal two-vehicle crash. It happened around 10:45 this morning at Wales Avenue and Strasser Street Northwest. Police say the wreck involved three people. One was taken to Mercy Hospital. Another was treated and released at the scene. The name of the person who died has not been released. The Carrollton Exempted Village Board of Education has placed Treasurer Amy Spears on unpaid leave. The board took the action May 13th and agreed to consider firing her. The 50-year-old Spears was placed on paid leave last month. The grand jury indicted her earlier this month on charges of theft in office and tampering with records. Spears entered a written plea of not guilty today in Carroll County Common Pleas Court. She's accused of taking more than $27,000 in district money over 2 years, starting in October 2022. Investigators say she created fraudulent Ashland University student account statements and reimbursement documents. Families that use the Stuckey Interfaith Child Development Center for child care are having to make other arrangements. The center announced last week it would close for the summer. The closure is effective May 30th. The center, which opened in 1968, is facing allegations of child abuse involving employees from two families, which have combined to file a lawsuit in Stark County Common Pleas Court. The center says it will reopen in the fall with a new leadership team and will bring new programs, policy updates, and streamlined communication. The facility will also undergo a deep cleaning during the summer. A woman died as the result of a vehicle versus pedestrian accident in North Canton. Police were called to the intersection of 7th Street Northeast and North Main Street April 29th. A preliminary investigation shows a city vehicle was westbound on 7th and making a left turn onto North Main when it struck 78-year-old Joanne Smith. She was taken to a local hospital, then transferred to another facility for further treatment. She died last Sunday at Altman Compassionate Care Center in Jackson Township. The Canton Regional Crash Team is investigating the incident. A new superintendent will soon be in place for the Lake Local School District. The Board of Education is expected to hire Brett Yeagley during a special meeting Saturday. He has served as superintendent of the Canton Local School District since 2021. Yeagley would replace Kevin Tobin, who plans to retire August 1st. Yeagley is a graduate of Malone University, the American College of Education, and Concordia University. Breeze Airways has resumed service from Akron-Canton Airport to Los Angeles. The seasonal nonstop flights began today, with one-way fares starting at $119. Breeze announced earlier this month that it will begin service from CAK to six new destinations in Florida and North Carolina this fall. A substitute teacher for the Columbiana County Educational Service Center faces charges of pandering obscenity and drug paraphernalia. 42-year-old John McFarland of Lisbon was arrested by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force following an investigation. He allegedly sent a video showing a male juvenile engaged in sexual conduct through social media in October 2022. McFarland is also accused of emailing 9 videos depicting minors taking part in sex acts May 5th. Authorities reportedly found him in possession of several videos showing children being sexually assaulted or engaging in sexual activity Wednesday. McFarland was arraigned today in Columbiana County Municipal Court. He has been suspended by the ESC. A lawsuit stemming from the 2023 train derailment in East Palestine has been settled and dismissed with prejudice. The entry in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court did not disclose the terms. It involved Michigan-based insurance company California Casualty Indemnity Exchange and Norfolk Southern. The insurer sued the railroad earlier this year. They sought reimbursement for about $26,000 paid to the owner of a West Grant Street property for alleged damages caused by the derailment. That's the amount California Casualty paid out for repairs to the home and replacement repairs or destruction of personal property. A Youngstown man has been granted judicial release from prison. 57-year-old Charles Berger Jr. was sentenced in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court in August 2021 to 5 to 6 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty to felonious assault and a weapons charge. Prosecutors say Berger shot a woman during a domestic dispute at a Cassius Avenue address in May 2020. The victim recovered from her injuries. The release granted by Judge John Durkin is effective immediately. Berger would have been eligible for parole in 11 months. The assault of a man at an Austintown business lands another man in prison. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio sentenced 32-year-old Nathaniel Freibarger of Toledo to 4 to 6 years behind bars Wednesday. He pleaded guilty to 2 counts of kidnapping and 1 count each of felonious assault and aggravated robbery. On November 15th, Freibarger pulled a knife on a man at a Mahoning Avenue address. He demanded money and a PIN number after the victim said he wasn't carrying cash. Freibarger then told the victim to take off his socks and shoes so he could sniff his feet. After the man complied, Freibarger pushed him into a bathroom stall and cut his hand. He suffered minor injuries. A Youngstown firefighter charged with workers' compensation fraud and theft has admitted to a lesser charge. Patrick Bundy pleaded guilty in Franklin County Common Pleas Court to criminal mischief. There was no word on a sentence. He was indicted by a grand jury in February. Bundy's trial was scheduled to begin May 8th. A suspension without pay from the Youngstown Fire Department is scheduled to expire at the end of the month. Warren police have identified the victims of 2 fatal shootings. 22-year-old Jody Hall was found dead in a vehicle that was on its side near the Fairview Gardens apartments May 16th, officers had been called to the area about gunfire. On Monday, 38-year-old Norman Miller was discovered dead in a pickup near West Market Street and Southern Boulevard. A call to 911 reported that someone had been killed. The shootings are not believed to be related. Both are under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.